Listen to episode number 1856 of the Who Cares News for Friday, the 13th of November, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Happy Friday, y'all.
Yes, it's Friday. Yes. Friday the 13th.
As my little granddaughter says,
yes.
Yes.
Friday the 13th, the second one of this year, of course, because, you know, it's 2020.
Friday the 13th, part deux.
Part deux. At least we didn't have three this year. We can have three. It's possible to have three. I don't think it's possible to have four.
Well, of course we're going to have but as much as we can in 2020.
Every year has at least one.
Yes.
Every year has at least one Friday the 13th. So, just saying. You superstitious as anything?
It's not that I'm superstitious.
Yeah.
But it's not that I'm not. I won't ever go so far to say that I'm.
Yeah,
I am.
All right. Okay. I gotcha.
But it's not that I'm not.
Yeah. I'm kind of there. I was talking about fortune cookies, not reading them out loud, the fortunes.
Yeah.
But one thing I never mentioned, my father, this is an Asian thing, I guess you don't hang a calendar before January 1st because it's bad luck.
No, I've heard that, though.
Yeah.
No. So I've heard that.
I'm kind of superstitious of that.
I don't think it's an Asian thing.
You don't think it's just an Asian
thing?
I think it's an Asian thing. Anyway. All right. Hey.
Wait a minute. Were you the one who told me that?
Yeah, I told you that.
Maybe it is Nathan.
Yeah, it might be an Asian thing. Hey, some random facts for today, because, you know, it's Friday. The Canadian flag has only been around since 1965.
Really?
Before that, there wasn't an official flag.
No way.
I knew that.
Yeah. How old is Canada?
Canada's older, you know. It was part of the Commonwealth, but they just came up with a flag in 65.
But no flag. So I'm a year older than Canada.
Yeah.
Or Canada's flag.
Well, the flag, yeah.
Canada's
yeah.
older than me, right?
The first Wrigley Field wasn't in Chicago. I know this.
What?
It's a baseball park in Los Angeles, which was called Wrigley Field, and it opened in 1925.
Really?
The Cubs Stadium was called Cubs Park at that point.
Really?
But changed its name to Wrigley Field in 1926. One was torn down in 1969. And the Cubs did spring training on Catalina Island.
Yes. There's a Wrigley Mansion out there.
Which was owned by Wrigley.
And Ronald Reagan would do commentary.
That's how we got Ronald Reagan as an actor. They brought him out from the Midwest.
Right. Yep.
One day, while on his day off, he caught the boat across the channel and went to Warner
mainland.
Brothers, and boom, they signed him up.
The Cubs actually started in Los Angeles?
No, there was a Wrigley Field in Los Angeles because Wrigley owned a bunch of Los Angeles. The Tournament of Roses house in Pasadena is a Wrigley mansion. Wrigley was big in L.A.
Okay.
So, yeah, Wrigley was a big deal.
So the Cubs didn't start here.
No, they were always in Chicago.
Okay.
And they never won a World Series until recently. Graffiti is plural. The singular form of the word is graffito.
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 Well, what would a graffito be? Just, there's a graffito.
Yeah.
And then you do another one, graffiti.
Well, there you go. Some random facts for today.
Huh.
Graffiti, graffito, whatever. Friday the 13th.
You never see just graffito.
What's going on in the world of Who Cares?
Well, I'll tell you.
Do tell.
Remote learning isn't easy. But Kelly Clarkson's 6-year-old daughter, River May, have found a way to make it work.
6 years old. Was she in the first grade?
That's probably first.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Your kids being in the first grade, zooming for school. It's really weird, isn't it?
No, you remember that? It was a Staples commercial, and it had the. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I know exactly what you're talking about. The dad running through the store, lilting and prancing and throwing school supplies into the cart, and kids are like, "Oh!"
And then he just has a foot on the cart, and the other foot's just behind him like an air. And he's zooming past.
I remember that.
And the kids are wah-wah behind him.
I know. That was so cool.
It's the most.
They ran that forever, too.
It holds up.
Except now it would have like throwing an iPad in the cart.
Yeah, and a laptop.
That's your school supply, kid. That's it right there.
All right, so on yesterday's Kelly Clarkson show, Kelly admitted that daughter River found an interesting way to avoid during her schoolwork.
Oh.
She said that her daughter does this thing, and I don't know if you guys have these kids, but it's quite funny. She'll just pretend like she's frozen so she doesn't have to do what they're asking her to do.
That's hilarious. Hey,
and then she goes, I mean, point to the comedy, but reeling in, dude.
The Zoom isn't working. You're frozen. You're frozen. Jeez. I love that. That's and she's That's what, six? It. She's yeah. six? Oh, she's got a future. She definitely got a future.
That
oh my God.
Is
That's funny.
I wonder what she would do. Would she just like strike a pose?
Yeah, right? You should have seen that one that or, you just did.
Or this one?
Or the other one where she doesn't freeze and she's talking away and there's no...
But
like
what
that
happens when she has to blink?
Yeah, but that way, if she's talking and there's no sound coming out of her mouth, she's just mouthing stuff, then, you know, hey, you're on mute. You're on mute.
Oh, yes.
Zoomisms.
So I'm gonna kind of quickly do two stories.
Wow, we're going to get an extra story today. Bonus!
Johnny Depp's issues with Amber Heard cost him his gig in Fantastic
yes.
movies.
Yes, it did.
His fans want retribution, dadgummit.
Oh, God.
So there's a petition to get her fired from Aquaman 2.
Oh, wow.
It already has over 1.1 million signatures.
1.1 million signatures on the petition. Oh, wow. You know, there's another petition out to get LeVar Burton to be the new Alex Trebek on Jeopardy.
Did you see that? Yeah.
I'm kind of thinking that's not, I didn't even think of him.
I thought that would be really good.
Somebody also named Sweet Betty White to be the...
She's not going
to
do it.
No, she can't.
No.
She can't.
No, it's not her gig.
We wouldn't even get through Double Jeopardy. She'd be like, oh my.
Katie Holmes has a new boyfriend.
Wow.
He's a chef.
Wow.
He's 8 years younger than her.
Wow. Oh, come on, Katie.
Katie's a cougar.
Oh my God.
Now, that's according to Us Weekly.
Oh, wow. Us Weekly.
They claim the Cates is ready to go all the way with Emilio Vitello Jr.
Go all the way, huh?
They've been dating since September, so we're pretty sure that's already happened.
That's already happened.
That ship sailed.
Bum. You know who probably goes all the way is Halle Berry.
Did you just
with
try?
Her, she could have a chef boyfriend, too.
Well, she has a boyfriend.
Is he younger than her?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Find out and get back to us.
Bet she whips him into shape, though.
Could whip a lot of things into shape. I'll leave it there. All right, back with you on Monday morning for more frivolity. Have a great weekend, and
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.